Okay, that just is a side too. Last Saturday, Duchess, I went up to Long Bend and had my hair cut, and I got a permanent, and it feels so much better. You know, I haven't had a permanent since Korea, I guess. And over here, it rains so much, and my hair is straight so much of the time, that I just thought I'd get a permanent done and get it cut just as short as he could cut it. You know, and it's very tapered in the back. It's very short, but most comfortable. And now I don't have to set it every night. And it feels a whole lot better. But it just takes so long. There's only one small beauty parlor over there, and it's packed with people. And it takes about 3 hours to get anything done. But I was glad I went. And I probably won't have to go again for a couple of months. I should get it cut every couple of weeks, though, you know, because it gets a little bit unruly. So that was a good job done. Oh, and the permanent and everything came to $4.90. It's pretty good, isn't it? What else? I got your tape yesterday, Duchess. That was your tape of the, I think you said it was the 11th or the 12th. And on that tape, Don spoke for a while. It was good hearing from him. I have not yet answered his letter. I'm so terrible at responding. But I was pleased to hear all his news, and it sounded like a very nice time was had by the both of you. And I know Don is always good company. I am very jealous because I wish I could be there having a drink, enjoying a good meal, and good music and good company. However, I will one of these days, right? Please tell him hi and tell him thank you for speaking to me on the tape, even though he did make his mother wait a little bit. Oh, I had a letter, Duchess, from the other Ann Campbell. I don't think I mentioned it to you. It was just a note she had written from Singapore. You know, she's taking a freighter down through Singapore and India and Africa and all over, and staying in Europe for a few weeks, or maybe a couple of months even, before going back to the States. And she just wrote a very nice note saying that she was getting very fat and getting drunk every day, because she says before dinner they go into the captain's cabin and they have a drink beforehand, and then at the dinner table she eats with the officers of the ship. There are four of them total, and they always have a couple of bottles of different wines, and she sleeps a lot, she said. She's the only female on board, so it must be quite a unique situation. She seemed very pleased, so I was happy for her. What else? Oh, I think I told you. Oh, the one person who didn't come to the open house, Duchess, who I was a little sorry not to see her, was Dee Dee. And Dee Dee called me yesterday to tell me that she's so busy. I don't quite know what Dee Dee is doing. She's leaving Vietnam on the 11th of September. Okay, now, I think she was just on a trip to Bangkok or something, I don't know, and just got back. But she's going from the 1st of September to the 8th of September. She's going to Australia. And she'll come back and she'll have like 2 days and she leaves again. When she leaves on the 11th, Dee Dee is going to Europe. I don't know. I guess she's flying to Europe. I think she's meeting her family over there. And she's going to spend a few weeks there with them before going back to the States. But as far as I know, Dee Dee is quitting. She's getting out of special services. In fact, she said she may even get married. You know, Dee Dee is always about to get married. But she couldn't make it yesterday because she had so many things to do before her trips. So I was sorry that she didn't come. I think I mentioned this last tape. I'm not sure. They have asked me to take over the problems of closing Dee Dee's club. Dee Dee's club is in Black Horse, which is about 50 miles northeast of here, and it just opened on the 10th of August. But the American troops are pulling out of there mid-October, so they will be closing the club down. And Betty has asked me to go up there and handle everything. So I said, okay, no problems, I hope. So I was going to go up a few days ahead of time to be with Dee Dee a few days, you know. But she won't be there. She'll be in Australia. And when she gets back, she'll just have 2 days to get herself packed and cleared, and she'll be gone again. So I don't know. I guess I won't get a chance really to see her. I hope to get up there one day this week, this coming week. I don't know. I told Dee Dee to let me know what day would be a good day, and I'd go up. But it's too bad we didn't get to spend a little bit more time. Well, I did get to see Jack. One day he came down, and it's funny because Jack's been there the second time he's been here, and both times I've been at the Hooch. And I'm at the club so many days, you know. But he came, and I was in the shower, and he only stayed 10 minutes. He had a cold beer. And then I watched him. I stood out at the gate, and I watched him because Jack landed just 100 yards away in his little loach. It's a little chopper, Duchess. It's an observation plane. And Jack was flying it. And I said to him, "You're not checked out to fly that, are you?" And he said, "Well, sure I am." I'm not sure he is officially, but I think he's getting a big thrill out of flying a loach. And I didn't realize Jack has some troops at Black Horse. So he said when I go up there to be sure and let him know, because he could stop in and see me. So that was nice to see him again. It's very hard. He only has about 10 minutes when he does stop. Just 10 minutes, and he must leave again. But it was nice. I was glad he stopped, and he looks good. He looks well. He has lost some of his men, and he has men in different area Dutches, you know, on these artillery batteries. And of course, Jack is very sentimental, and I think sometimes it hits him very, very hard. And so I try to cheer him up a bit, and I think he enjoys his visit. Let's see, last Saturday, we had a change of command here. Colonel Huebner, who is the CO, or was the CO, for 222nd Combat Aviation Battalion, which is my supporting unit, the commanders over here, Duchess, only stay 6 months in a command position. At least the Army assault helicopter groups work this way. I don't know about all battalions, but anyway, we have a new man, and his name is Colonel Gerald M. Okarski. He seems very pleasant. He came down at opening house, and there was a little party Saturday night for Colonel Huebner, which we attended, and it was very nice. It was a nice dinner, and they gave the colonel many plaques, going-away plaques and things. And we didn't stay too late. And I had on, you know, the dress, the sleeveless dress that has a black lining inside, and it's like a white boucle or something on the outside. I think you remember. It's quite old, Duchess. It's like the sweater I bought you one time. Okay, well, I wore that one, you know, and I would say it was maybe an inch or so longer than I wanted it, only because the styles were so very short. But that night at the party, the fellows they put the dress up, and the chaplain, mind you, of all people, we have a new chaplain too, and he stapled it to the height they wished it would be, you know, which was about 4 inches above the knees, about that. So I never did get the hem, but it's still stapled, and they got a big charge out of it. They said, "Oh, man, that's great, you know, you have good pair of legs that you should show them off." And I said, "Well, as long as the chaplain approves of the height, I'll go along with it, you know." And he did. He said, "And they're wearing them much shorter than that back home." And I said, "Yeah, but, you know, we're the only females at Bearcat, and we should be a little bit conservative." So anyway, we agreed on a height, and they stapled my dress. Oh, dear. What else? Your tape told me about all what's going on at 2 Catalina. The Watering Act and the Growing Act and the running back and forth. Well, I know what you asked me about, a window. But where would this window go, Duchess? I know the utility room, but on the back wall, I guess. And then I thought maybe you meant a door with a window. But it sounds great. I'm not sure you need it, though. But like you said, if the door was to, you don't like to leave the door open. You don't have a storm door, but yeah, you do too. You have a storm door in the back. I don't know, but if you need it, I think you should get it. Right? Right. Oh, I can't think of other things that you may have mentioned. I still haven't taped to anybody. I've been busy, Duchess, and the few hours I might get off, I just do nothing. As I say, I feel real fine today. This diarrhea business has worn me out a bit, I think, and I just rested all day, and I haven't had any diarrhea for a few hours, so I have some pills that I had a long time back, and maybe they're helping. Anyway, I think I'll get something to eat because I'm hungry. And I've been hungry right along. I mean, I have a good appetite. Maybe it's good to get cleaned out once in a while. I don't know. And here it is, the end of August, and I've been here over 5 months already. And the time goes quickly. It goes very quickly. I'm safe. I'm well. I just wish I was corresponding more with more people because I think about them, but I don't do any more than think. But take care, Duchess. Please, if you need any money, if you're short for anything, please feel free to draw out of the bank. Goodness knows I'm saving enough money. I don't spend very much here. So take what you need, Duchess, and don't worry about it. I'm glad you're enjoying the tapes. Once in a while I hear it in the background on one of your tapes. And don't worry about making the tapes. Just take your time. Make them take a week or two. You don't have to rush it. Just because I rattle one off in less than a half hour. Oh, anyway, thanks, Duchess. Oh, and I sent slides home. You should be getting them soon. Bye-bye, Duchess.